Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move. And we're back. It feels so good to be back in the mode of podcasting and getting new episodes out. I really just love doing this podcast. It's so much fun.
I do too. It's honestly fun to be able to have these conversations for, well, not for people, but with other people. I think that you and I have this dialogue all the time. And I think a lot of people ask us these questions. And so being able to kind of share the conversation and have it be this collective dialogue has been really cool and really amazing to see kind of it spread through our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, like, I feel so appreciative for, like, when we can look every single week and we see, you know, so many more people listening and downloading and leaving reviews. It really is like the best feeling ever and gets us more inspired to like keep doing this. So thank you everybody who listens, who supports, and who is allowing us to keep doing this because it's so much fun.
Yeah, we truly, truly appreciate you. And we're excited to be able to dive into even more this year and really go deeper and really kind of unpack all of those boxes, all of those mysteries. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, like I said, we have these conversations a lot off camera and we always are breaking down and refining our own systems, our own best practices, our own kind of tips and tools and things that we're implementing in business. And so mm-hmm. I think when we can all share and, you know, say what's worked and what hasn't, it just helps everybody grow faster.
Yeah, 100%. It reminds me a little bit. I don't know why. So recently I was just listening to some podcast or something. And it was like, they asked each other, like, what are like your top five apps on your phone? Like, ooh, if you could only have five apps, and the caveat here is that like, it doesn't include the apps that already come with the phone. Like you get Safari, you get contacts,
right? Like,
you get the camera, like, right. All of that, but like five additional apps,
right?
Feels like it tells like a lot about somebody.
Oh, it's so interesting. I've never honestly put much thought into that, but
I guess who does?
I know, right? Like, what are my top apps I use? But that is really interesting, and I think there probably is a lot to unpack with that. So I guess, what are your top five?
You know, I really haven't thought about it, but I think like it's interesting. I feel like Spotify probably is one of my number one that I use because I use it to go to bed with like rain sounds. I use it in the morning for like my jazz music vibe and like obviously all throughout my day, workouts, all that. So Spotify for sure is one. It's what I listen to podcasts through too. Man. I'm thinking. I don't want to say Instagram and I don't know why. Like, but I feel like because of one, what we do, and in business, it's such a powerful tool.
It is.
Like, you need
it. It's almost essential. And even if you aren't using it for personal wise, I think for business, it is a really powerful tool. Mm-hmm. And I think I went through this mindset shift and paradigm shift this last year, of really shifting my perspective on social media. Mm-hmm. I think for the longest time, it was really hard for me to put myself out there personally. And it felt just kind of a little bit like vain and like, mm-hmm. I just didn't feel comfortable doing it. And I think it wasn't until I really shifted out of, well, first of all, zoomed out of like all of it, of getting out of the emotion of it, getting out of the feelings and being like, well, it's a platform. It's neutral. It's mm-hmm. not, it doesn't have any kind of energy except the energy I bring to it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of went on this whole detox of unfollowing a bunch of people and mm-hmm. only following people that inspired me. Mm. So that shifted for me a lot.
I love that.
And so Instagram, I would say, is definitely one of mine too.
Okay. All right.
I think so, also Amazon.
I was guilty.
I'm so guilty.
I was literally,
as you were saying,
say
I was
that.
Like, what definitely is on my phone? Amazon. I am an Amazon Prime junkie. I can't help it. I'm addicted. Yeah. I'm in deep.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah. I like have to order something like at least every week and know what's coming. It's Christmas every week.
I want to know what is like my hack on Amazon, what I use it every single week. Have you ever done Amazon Fresh?
No, but you have told me about this. And I'm telling you,
it's going to change your life if you do it. Even if you like going to the grocery store, you can still go.
Yeah.
But it's not like.
I definitely overindulge at the grocery store.
Me too.
And then I get home, I'm like, why did I buy that?
Yes. And like, because it's like all of those impulse purchases and that thing looks good. And then like, and then you
just. The marketing gets you.
Yes. So it's just like, I can like build my like grocery list. It gets delivered to my door. I can put it away and then I'll still, you know, go and pick up those special little things like whenever I want, but it doesn't feel like a whole like event. It was taking up so much of my weekends, mm-hmm. which I wanted to be doing other things that like made me really happy, and it wasn't doing it. So Amazon, you know, it makes me happy, I will say. So I'm putting Amazon on there too.
I love that. I think that kind of plays into really building out your own personal systems, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it leeways into business as well, of like you have your business systems and your personal systems, but when you can really create the strategy and have an ongoing system that you use that's mm-hmm. consistent, that's reliable, that's easy.
Yeah.
It's such a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like that totally is like something that you can implement of like, okay, you know, maybe I go to the grocery store and spend too much. Guilty. I think that that's brilliant because then you at least know exactly what you need. You're not mm-hmm. adding those extra impulse buys.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that too in your business, it's kind of the same thing where it's like the more leaned into your systems you can be, the more efficient you can run as a business.
100%.
So as much as I love the apps, I would love to know what else is like, what we'll come back. We'll come back to our top five apps. Do not worry.
Yeah.
But I want to know what would be like your top maybe two or three business systems that you've started implementing that have really helped.
Well, I wouldn't say like started implementing like recently, but I think like
are using.
Yeah, definitely the ones that I like live and die by for our business is a couple. I think the Google Suite is just something that we like.
You are Google Calendar queen.
But Google Calendar, Google Sheets, like Docs, where we take all of our meetings and how it ties to like our emails. I think it's like, it's just essential. Like, and I think really figuring out how to like have it work for you, it is so amazing to keep like all of your team like synced in.
Yeah.
I would say Trello is one of the other ones that like has been such a game changer for us because mm-hmm. it's a way to like project manage everything, keep everybody on the same page. Everybody can see everything that's going on. We can keep everything we need in there. And so I love Trello. We use it like with all of our clients too. And so I think that's like such a good like system for us. And like,
for sure, it's like an elevated to-do list. Yeah. Like for anybody who isn't familiar with Trello, it's a game changer. And it is like this kind of elevated, like more productive to-do list mm-hmm. where you can really, and especially with teams, you can assign tasks, you can put dates and deadlines and really break it down into client boards. And there's just so much you can do with it.
And fun fact, it's an app too on your phone.
I know.
And so,
so is that in your top five?
It is.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Because it's so on the go, you can have access to everything that you need. And it's such a good, like kind of all-encompassing app, and it's on your desktop. So I like it both ways.
Yeah.
So definitely Trello. I would say the other one that's been such a game changer for us in our business is HoneyBook.
Yeah.
Whenever we really were first like growing the business, we found HoneyBook, and it really is such an incredible tool to be able to streamline the process with a client.
Yeah.
And be able to have your contracts and your invoicing and like collecting payments and processing fees and just like all of these things that can get really complicated with keeping up with, especially whenever you're a small team. HoneyBook has been like such like a game changer and such like an ally for us in the business. So that one's great. And they have an app too. So
we love that.
We love that for the phone. So I would say those are like three that have been really, really impactful for our business and I think helped us optimize and automate a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I would say another one is probably Later, which is for all of our like marketing social media, like posting and scheduling is really amazing tool. So our team doesn't have to feel like they have to be on it with posting all of the time, not only for us, but for like all of our clients. It's been like, we went through so many different ones and that one has been like just so they could try it and true one that's like really worked, I think, for us.
Yeah. I think like being able to find like those systems that really amplify your business, right? And for us being a creative agency, like with that side of it, we really need those systems. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to manage all these clients. We wouldn't be able to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And so having things like Later and like Trello and all those systems to set up, such a game changer.
Yeah.
Such a game changer.
So it's like looking at those from each side. And as whenever, you know, we've been really building the agency side of our business for the last, you know, several years. Mm-hmm. And it's getting all of those systems in place so that we can like amplify. And, you know, right now we're at a place where we are amplifying everything. We are growing. We're bringing on more clients. Like, and growing our team more rapidly and everything's just happening really fast, it feels like. But without those systems, it wouldn't be possible. I mean, without something like QuickBooks, like it would be really, really hard to like keep our bookkeeping up to speed and all of those things. But then on the community side, I think it's been really important, you know, some things that we're really figuring out now of like, okay, what are some ways that we can do the same thing for the community side of our business? And not that we haven't thought about this before, but really like looking at real ways that we can help systemize, automate, amplify the community side of our business. And I feel like, you know, on that side, Mighty Networks has been.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
And I'll add that to the apps on my phone too.
Yeah. Mighty Networks is amazing. And we actually got invited to one of their little intimate summits and dinners with the founder, Gina. And she was on a previous podcast episode. So if you haven't listened to that episode, be sure to go back and listen to it. But she gives a lot of great insight. And she really is pioneering the way of bringing communities together digitally and being able to house those kind of communities within their platform. And so if you're not familiar with Mighty Network, it really is this overall system that will help you kind of manage and streamline your community, anything you're putting out digitally, whether it's courses or curriculum or resources, anything like that. It's a great place to kind of streamline all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's, I mean, so smart. And like, man, whenever we first got started, we tried to build it ourselves and like,
oh yeah, that's a, that was a big learning lesson.
Yeah. And so it's like, look at the things that are already out there that can really help you amplify your business. And so those are some definitely that have helped us. And
yeah.
And it's been a lot of trial and error though.
For sure. I would say that's one of the biggest learning lessons we've learned through our business is stay focused on what your business is, right? And I could give so many examples of how we've like learned this throughout the years. But for example, one of our first lessons was having a physical space, right? Like we were so clear on our mission, what we were doing. But then once we had the space, it became all these other things and we had all these other responsibilities. And I think it's the same with building tech. Right. Like we tried to build our own app from the beginning and we were just like, oh my gosh, it's so much more detailed. There's so much more steps and like stuff that goes into the back end that we just weren't accounting for. And so, like you said, being able to find the systems that support it and then focus on what you do for your business. Like if your business is building apps, go for it. Do it. Live it. Love it. That's great. But I think with a lot of the times entrepreneurs will get a little distracted or veer off a little bit because they're like, okay, I'm a business coach or whatever. And, but I feel like I need to build out a whole app or I need to fill, I build out a whole community platform. And that's just not the case. Like there's so many great systems, great platforms, great things that you can just implement into that can really help you just go back to focusing on what you're doing.
100% I think a lot of the times whenever I'm talking with, you know, a lot of like coaching clients one-on-one or things like that, and they're so overwhelmed, it's because they're trying to do everything so manually themselves. And that can be, it's such a time suck, right? And especially whenever we're first starting our businesses, it's so important to look at the two like most essential things that you have. And typically it's like two things. You either have time or you have money. Mm-hmm. And whenever you don't have money, you have your time, which a lot of people call sweat equity. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have your time, and that's what you're really using as like a valuable like transition or transactional tool to say, okay, what, how can I use my time most effectively in order to make more money? So then I can use that money to outsource things so other people mm-hmm. use their time, or that a tech tool is being able to do it way faster than you ever could do manually. Yeah. Kind of like tools like Calendly, which I think is a really awesome tool.
Another good one.
We use a lot, to where instead of going, if you're like, you're find yourself going back and forth in emails all day long,
trying to schedule calls, trying to say, oh, does this time work for you? Oh, does this time work for you?
Mm-hmm.
No, get a Calendly.
Get a Calendly. It's like, and let's say you're trying to schedule with like three different people or something like that. You can do that too. Like, that's a nightmare. And so being able to say, just send one link, somebody else can schedule it. And all of a sudden the time that it took you maybe 20 minutes to schedule a call, now it's taken you two. And now you have all of that extra time in order to do something that's actually more impactful to make you real money.
Yeah.
Then that's what you should be doing. And so if you're finding yourself like completely overwhelmed, like constantly, like there's way too much to do, I think the best thing to do is to zoom out and say, where is all of my time going?
Yeah. A time audit mm-hmm. is so powerful.
So I typically give like a lot of, you know, our clients in the first week, whenever they're like, I'm so overwhelmed, I just don't know what to do. There isn't enough time in the day. I don't know what to do first. Like, I don't know where all my time is going. Mm-hmm. It's like really looking from the time you wake up until the time you go to bed, like going through and writing down every single thing that you did, and over at least 7 days, and then going back and seeing where all of the time is going. Are there things that like you're doing that you don't necessarily need to be doing to that extreme?
Yeah.
And the likeliness is most likely you're either doing things that aren't productive and aren't getting you to where you want to be, or there's things that you could outsource to a tech tool, to something else, if you just spent the time to mm-hmm. really research it and find out like that tool to solve that problem. And if it's not out there, then maybe switch your business to like solving that problem, because the likeliness is that if you have the problem as an entrepreneur, I promise you a bunch of people probably have that problem too. Yeah. And there's going to be some solution for it. If there's not, then that's why I say maybe explore that, because it's a big problem probably for a lot of people too.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes that's how the best businesses are created, just mm-hmm. purely out of creating a solution to a problem.
Yeah.
And so totally, I think that that's a huge thing, is that people sometimes kind of veer down these different paths of trying to wear all of the hats, right? When they're mm-hmm. first starting, they're like, okay, mm-hmm. all I have is time. I have no money. I have to put in the sweat equity. Mm-hmm. And so like P is saying, being able to have things that help you work smarter and not harder.
Yeah.
Right. Being able to delegate, even to technology, delegate things to technology, is sometimes one of the most powerful ways to to preserve your time. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, as you're going through, really get clear, like P said, on where your mm-hmm. time is spent. And then also, what are the things you don't like doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's going to take you longer, and you're going to keep pushing it down on your to-do list. And mm-hmm. you're going to like have probably not great energy going into it, because you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I just don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not my favorite thing to do, you know, and it's different for everyone. But I think that's when you get real personal power, is when you can kind of take account for all those mm-hmm. things, have that awareness of mm-hmm. where you're at, you know, what lights you up and what do you enjoy doing and what do you absolutely just despise doing. And you're like, I wish I didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
Those are the first things to delegate or hire out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think of every facet of our business when I think of this, of like, there's so many different apps and business tools that we use mm-hmm. to run like every aspect of our business. I mean, the list is pretty long. Yeah. I mean, I think we'll try to put like all of the links to everything in the show notes here, but even like things that we use to record the podcast, we use Riverside, which has been such like a game changer and really helped us
be able to do this. And that was a process of figuring that out.
My God, such a process.
But we are like open gates. We will share any knowledge we have, because if you don't have to go through the process that we did of figuring it out and really trial and error, especially in podcast world, there's so many different things out there as far as equipment and audio and, you know, streaming and platforms. And so Riverside has been really great for us because it just makes things easier. And I think that's the number one thing to look for when you're looking for systems is, is it going to make your life easier? Is it going to save you time?
Yes.
Right? And it might be a little bit of an investment, you know, money or time-wise in the beginning to get it set up, to get it going. But then is it saving you? Right? And that's like the real questions to ask, because I think sometimes we are quick to delegate things out, but we don't really stop and take account for, well, okay, just because I don't like doing this, does this mean this is going to be like the best way to either delegate this or find a system to help me with it.
Yeah.
Right. It's like not just like pushing it off your plate, like onto someone else. It's like really having the intentionality of saying, okay, maybe I don't want to sit down and edit a podcast. So how can I find a platform that can help me do that the most efficient way possible?
Exactly. Right?
It's like those little details, that intentionality, that awareness that is going to unlock a whole new level of productivity and just success in your business.
Yeah, because really, I mean, whenever we were first getting started and it was really just us in the business, that was the only thing we could really rely on of like using these different tools and things to help us and just get it done however we could. And there's so many out there that are really so fantastic that can really help get you there, at least to a place to where you grow to either, you know, expand in whatever way that you want to expand. Because for us, you know, we're at a place in our business now to where we have all the tools in place. We have everything that has really gotten us to a successful point to where now we can grow our team and we can do the things that we need to do to have more team members in order to like grow, and they can use those tools and we can really focus on the things that are really moving the business forward.
Yeah.
And that's been, you know, a big learning lesson, I think, for me. Too, is that it's like, okay, get all of the tools and the systems in there to where then you can delegate and then you can amplify.
Yeah.
It's like such a process.
It really is. It's like, if you don't have the foundation to stand on, you're not ready to scale. You're not ready to get to that next level. And I think a lot of the times we think, oh, I'm going to start a business, it's going to be an overnight success.
Yeah.
You don't even want that. You wouldn't be ready for it. And I think that a lot of the times we don't really take into account, well, what is success? Right? Like, how many clients is that? How much money is that? Real specifics and metrics, I think that's when you're able to put real strategy into place. I think when people are like, I just want to be successful. I want to make a lot of money, right? Those like generic things. It's like, great, join the club.
Yeah.
Like, I think like you need to be able to get so crystal clear. And I think the key to creating anything is undoubted belief. I have like gone back and forth on this 100 times of like, what is the exact words that could articulate what it is that brings manifestation into reality? It's belief.
Yeah.
But not just belief, right? Because belief can be so many different things.
Undoubted.
It's undoubted belief that you just know it's happening.
It's so true. I was on a coaching call today, and I think you might have heard it, but the we're really trying to get her to the next level in her business. And you know, there was a lot of things that were coming up that she was saying of like, you know, I think, you know, when I'm telling somebody my prices on a consultation, I don't really believe it. So I'm hesitating. So then I'm not, and I'm like, well, why are you hesitating? She's like, 'cause I think I'm charging way too much. And I said, well, why do you think she's charging too much? She's like, it gets down to the root of like not really knowing if you're worth it or not.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe that you're worth what you're selling to your clients, then guess what? They aren't going to feel that way either.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that undoubted belief that you know that you're worth it, that you will get to where you want to go, and you don't have a plan B in the back of like your head of what's going to happen whenever this doesn't work out, then that is when magic happens. Like that is when it like really like manifests itself into exactly what you want. And what I had shared with her too, Lo, was that this video I saw the other day, and it was, it's just everybody has these different ways to like explain basically manifestation, I think. And it was like, if your future is all just really a guess at the end of the day, like you're looking into the future and what you're envisioning is really just like a
prediction,
of like, I'm predicting that this will happen. Then like, why would we want, why would we predict bad things to happen? Why would we like put that energy towards like trying to predict and create scenarios of like bad things happening and not, and things not going right and things not working out, versus like using that same energy that it's going to take you to then say, wow, like, what if all of these things do work out? This is what it would look like. This is what it would feel like. This is what it would be.
Yes.
And you use that same energy towards that, then there's it's an energy pool of like, of course, like you're going to be like using that to create that versus being pulled to create the negative that you're like envisioning and predicting.
Oh, it gives me like chills, honestly. And I think there's such a power in being able to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, this is where I'm at, but that does not dictate where I'm going. I do not need to bring my current baggage forward with me. I can just drop the bags and leave it right here, right? Whatever that baggage is for you, you can just leave it, right?
Yeah.
You can leave it.
Right now.
You can like literally draw a line in the sand and step forward into a whole new person.
Yeah.
And really just let go. Like the past does not define your future. The present doesn't even define your future. You get to choose what you are bringing in and what you are calling in. And I think that there's such power in remembering that, because we are such powerful creators and manifestors. And I think it comes back to the undoubted belief. You look around, right? At all these, like now it's become such a buzzword, right? Manifestation, like all of that. But I think if you truly unpack it and really figure out, well, what is that? What are the practices that go into that? How do I actually manifest? You see that the people that are actually manifesting what they're setting out to do are the people that have the most confidence, right? They are just, it's the undoubted belief. I can't think of a better phrase or wording. I've come back and back of like, well, it's confidence. It's this. No, it's belief, but it's like undoubted belief. Like they are so sure that they are going to win that you're like, yeah, they're going to win. Like, I know they're going to win because they know they're going to win.
It's like, I know they're going to win, and oh my God, they're crazy, right? And how many times have you
heard,
like,
sometimes that goes hand in hand.
That's what I mean, of like,
some of the most successful
people have been called
in
crazy
history.
Like a million times.
In history, yeah.
Gotten said no a million
throughout
times.
Throughout history.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I just started reading a new book called Mastery, and he's talking about Leonardo da Vinci and how everyone told him he had no shot. He was going to be nothing. He was never going to be an artist. So if people were telling Leonardo da Vinci that, don't let anybody define you.
No.
He was like, okay, cool. That's what you think. Great. I'm going to move forward and do my thing.
Yeah.
And that's the power you have. Every single one of us has within us is like not accepting the limitations and the boundaries and the glass ceilings other people put on us.
Yeah.
And not believing it.
Yeah. And that's so hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Man, I think there's so much to really, you know, obviously, you know, dive into even deeper there. But I think all in all, it's like understanding what you want and figuring out the best systems and strategies that are going to help you get there. Because just because you really are able to envision the future and everything that you want, it's being able to like build the life that's going to support you to get there.
Yeah, to taking the steps to get
100%.
There.
100%. So being able to, you know, find the tools, find the people, find the things.
Yeah, the community, the mentors, like the resources, all of it. It's so crucial to like building your tribe or whatever you want to call it. But the people that are around you supporting you, and that can be more than people too. It can also be systems and programs and tech.
Yeah.
Because it's like that nowadays is so crucial to building a business.
Yeah.
You might as well utilize it.
100%. I think like by the time this episode comes out, we will have already hosted our very first event of the year, which I'm really excited about.
I know. Our new year, new level workshop. I am very excited for this. This is truly an intentional event that we were really putting a lot of thought of, like, how can we help people not only, you know, it's amazing to set goals at the beginning of the year, right? Yes, don't get us wrong. You have to. It's crucial. But what we found was like, well, how can we help people really get into action on them and really implement and really start to incorporate some of these systems, right? To start making this progress, making those that movement. And so within this workshop, it's really broken into like networking happy hour, business panel for inspiration, and then interactive workshop. So we tried to make it kind of like all the things in one, right? And so with the end workshop, you're really getting that one-on-one experience where you're able to start implementing these systems. You're able to start getting those resources that will help you automate, that will help you scale, and will help you work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, 100%. And so I'm so excited to see, you know, how it all beautifully manifests into this gorgeous, yummy, like afternoon with all of these incredible people who are looking to take action and are looking to bring their lives and their businesses forward. I think it's going to be so cool. And hopefully, you know, by the time you watch this, you're able to see one, maybe you're joining it, or maybe you're going to see all of the coolness that's going to come from it. But we have so many cool things planned for this year. Yeah. So to do just this, because what we realize is that there's an overwhelm of knowledge, and we know that, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things out there. Which one do you choose? Which one's the right one for your business? And being able to like identify that with somebody that can really help you is really essential. So we want to be your business besties all year long and really help you identify those things and help you through that process. So never be afraid to reach out to us either.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, like we mentioned, like having community and support through that, because like P said, it is so overwhelming and it can be really lonely too. Like being a solopreneur, especially, I think people get really lonely and then, you know, they have these ideas, but they aren't sure exactly how to set up the systems, which systems work. And so I think being able to have a community, you know, whether it's ours or another community, join a community where you can ask questions, where you can feel supported, you know, and that was our whole premise of starting our accountability club, which is really like our next level to our community, because we knew that, you know, you can go to an event and get excited and inspired, but then what? Right? Then you kind of go back to being your solopreneur, like in your house by yourself. So we created the accountability club to really bring people back every single week. Every Monday and Friday, we have these group coaching calls where we really dive into different tactics and different things in your business and have dialogue around it. And so I think that's really powerful too, is being able to find the people that are like cheering you on, that you can genuinely feel supported by and feel like you can ask questions.
Yeah, 100%. So don't be afraid to utilize those resources. And just know that we're cheering you on every step of the way.
As always, we can't wait to see you back here next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast.
Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.